This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is continuously making efforts to preserve priceless heritage sites in India. He informed about an important discovery made in Malhar, Chhattisgarh under the Gyan Bharatam Abhiyan. Addressing the nation in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said that three rare copper plates have been found there related to Maharshi Balarjun of the Panduvanshi dynasty of the 6th and 7th centuries. The Prime Minister also mentioned his recent visit to the Netherlands, where in a special ceremony ancient copper plates from the Chola period were returned to India. Mr. Modi said people are sharing joy and expressing pride, and the Tamil community around the world is also particularly enthusiastic about this. Prime Minister Modi has urged the people of the country to take utmost care to the prevailing hot weather and follow the guidelines issued by various government departments in this regard.
इस समय देश के ज्यादातर हिस्सों में बहुत गर्मी पड़ रही है तेज धूप गर्म हवाएं ऐसे मौसम में अपना ध्यान रखना बहुत जरूरी है पानी पीते रहिए धूप में अगर निकलना ही पड़े तो थोड़ा संभल कर निकले इस दिशा में सरकार की भिन्न भिन्न डिपार्टमेंट्स ने जो गाइडलाइंस जारी की है वो भी भूलिएगा नहीं
The Prime Minister suggested that people drink different summer drinks such as Aam Panna, buttermilk, lassi, sattu sharbat, bel panna, which are traditionally made in different parts of the country to beat the heat. Referring to mangoes, which are often talked about in summer, the Prime Minister said every region has its own mango, its own flavour and its own aroma.
साथियों आम की ये यात्रा अब गांव से ग्लोबल मार्केट तक भी पहुंच रही है मन की बात के माध्यम से मैं आम की पैदावार से जुड़े अपने किसान भाई बहनों की प्रशंसा करूंगा आप देश की कृषि अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए आम किसान नहीं बहुत विशेष हैं ऐसे ही छाए रहिए
The Prime Minister talked about the recently held National Senior Athletics Federation competition in Ranchi, Jharkhand, where nearly 800 athletes participated. He congratulated Gurinder Veer Singh, Vishal TK, Tejaswin Shankar Dev Mina and Kuldeep Kumar for breaking four national records in different events. Chief of Defence Staff CDS Lieutenant General N.S. Raja Subramani today said that innovation in thought and action would drive the development of military capabilities. Addressing the media after assuming charge as the country's new CDS, General Subramani said the armed forces have consistently demonstrated professionalism and operational decisiveness in safeguarding the nation's interest and remain committed to protecting India's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
We pay homage to our brave hearts whose valor, sacrifice and dedication to the nation continue to inspire us. We are committed to the welfare of our veterans and Veer Naris. I assure the citizens of India that the armed forces will continue to serve the nation with dedication, courage, honor and professionalism.
Admiral Krishna Swaminathan today assumed charge as the 27th Chief of the Naval Staff. He succeeds Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Addressing the media after taking over command, Admiral Swaminathan said that the Indian Navy remains vigilant in safeguarding the nation's interests and is actively deployed in a regional security environment that continues to be challenging, complex, unpredictable and uncertain. West Bengal Governor Mr. R.N. Ravi has said that the open India-Bangladesh border is endangering national security. The Chicken Neck Corridor, which connects the northeast to the rest of the country, needs to be fortified, he added. While talking to media after arriving in Baghdogra to attend Narad Samman Samaroh, renowned journalist felicitation at Siliguri today, he said this. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States is close to reaching a nuclear agreement with Iran but warned that military action remains an option if negotiations fail. In an interview, Trump said his administration's priority is ensuring that Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon. Trump claimed Iran had agreed that it would not develop nuclear weapons. President Trump called the talks tough, but said progress has been made. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will be up against defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final of the 2026 season in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.